Now it's time for another episode of Mudflap at the Movies. Today's movie is a review about the new movie called Chef. It stars Jon Favreau. It's directed by Jon Favreau. As you probably know, he did Iron Man, and he did the movie Made a few years ago. Done a lot of good indie films. Good director. I have to say, I loved this movie. Jon's character is a famous chef, runs a great restaurant, but he gets in a fight with his boss, played by Dustin Hoffman, and Dustin Hoffman basically tells him, hey, you got to cook what I tell you to cook, or, you know, get out. This is my restaurant. Well, Jon Favreau's character, you know, being a world-class chef, wants to be able to cook what he wants to cook, especially when he finds out that a reviewer is coming in to review the restaurant, which is played, the reviewer is played by Oliver Platt, who I love. Now, they get in an argument over the food, and a Twitter war ensues. Now, this was my favorite part of the movie. This is when I really started laughing and it took off, is when Jon Favreau's child teaches him how to use Twitter. Now, that's the funniest thing in the world, because everybody who doesn't know how to use Twitter just is like confused by it, and to have a kid teach you is basically, that's the real world. So that's what happens. He gets in an accidental Twitter war with the reviewer, Oliver Platt, and he gets fired from the restaurant, has to start cooking in a food truck. Now we go into the world of food trucks, which I knew they existed, but I didn't know they were this tasty. The scenes in the food truck, hysterical. John Leguizamo is wonderful as his sidekick and traveling partner. They're really funny together. The cast it's an all-star cast. Sofia Vergara is in it, Dustin Hoffman, Oliver Platt, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson. There you go, Scarlett Johansson. She's basically in the first part of the movie. She plays John's love interest, waitress slash love interest. She's great in it. She's really super. So is Dustin Hoffman. It's great to see him back in something. The movie is basically a road movie. See, here's what happens. John's character, after he loses the restaurant, his ex-wife, Sofia Vergara, helps him get a food truck from her ex-husband, who lives down in Florida. So after he gets the food truck, he drives it from Florida back to L.A., and this is where the road trip comes in. And it's great because John takes his son along with him, and it's this bonding moment of him teaching food to the kid and talking to the kid and kind of teaching the kid the love of food that, you know, he has. It's that father-son bonding thing. It's really kind of touching in the movie. The food scenes are beautifully shot. You're going to leave the movie theater extremely hungry, and you're really going to want a Cubano sandwich. Why? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to go see the movie. I liked it a lot. So that's my recommendation. Would I recommend it to a friend? Yes. And I think I'm going to change the name of this to, would you recommend it to a friend? I think that's the perfect name for this show. Would you recommend it to a friend? This one? Yes, I would. I highly recommend Chef. If it's playing near you, go check it out. Now, you see, I didn't use any of those cliches that I could have used for a cooking show. Yeah, there were some scenes that should have been chopped. There was some, you know, the ingredients weren't all here to make a good movie. I left all that out because I thought that's hacky. But, okay, no, I'm still not going to do it. Go see Chef. All right? Go see Chef. All right? That's it. See you next time on Would You Recommend It to a Friend? See? I already changed the name.